This is Rumble Tradio, and Bradford 2025 is just a matter of months away now, and part of the process for that is they are looking at the moment for volunteers from right across the district, including here in Keighley and Ilkley, to get signed up to take part and help out. We can find out more about this from John Strawson-Rooney, who's the volunteer lead at Bradford 2025. Morning, John.
Good morning.
As we say, it's come round very fast, but one of the things that you're doing at the moment is trying to get helpers and volunteers involved. So tell us what you're looking for.
Yeah, that's right. So we're looking for volunteers across the district. Bradford 2025 is truly going to be district wide, and we're looking for nearly 4,000 volunteers to make it the best city of culture there's ever been. It really is a once in a lifetime opportunity to experience a year like no other from the inside, and there's going to be thousands of events all across the whole of the district.
And I guess the thing probably people saw, well, it's going back quite a while now, but if people remember 2012, the Games Makers at the Olympics in London were kind of the big thing that made that event. So the kind of volunteers are the thing that keeps this all running for City of Culture, because there will be so many big events going on right through the year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting that you bring that up, actually, because you've got quite a few links back to the Olympics. One of our main funders is Spirit of 2012, and that's the legacy funder from the Olympics, but we've also got some free training available that was given to the Olympics volunteers, called the World Host Customer Service Training. But we've got lots of other training opportunities as well. We've also got a City and Guild customer service qualification that Shipley College are providing too. But yeah, we've got a really robust training program, and you can do as little or as much as you want to sort of progress your skills.
I was going to say, you know, what's the time commitment here if people put themselves forward to be a volunteer? It's something you can, you know, you're not looking for somebody to be doing it full-time all year, clearly.
No, not at all. We're really open and flexible, so you can do as much time or as little as you want. And we really value everyone's time that you give us. You know, we know that Bradford's best asset is its people, and we really want to sort of hone into all those individual skills that you have and we know that exist around the district.
What kind of things might the volunteers be actually doing?
So we've got a real variety of roles. We've probably got about five set roles that range from sort of meeting and greeting people that are coming into Bradford to sort of working on events, maybe working back of house with the artists and planning events as well. But we're also open to ideas that you might have as well, coming in as a volunteer. If you've got specific skills, you know, we'll make a role that suits you as well.
And you mentioned obviously the training opportunities, people can actually get, you know, an accredited qualification out of it, but what other benefits are there to people joining up and being a volunteer for Bradford 2025?
First of all, yeah, all expenses will be paid, so we'll pay for your travel for each shift, and then for slightly longer shifts we'll obviously provide meals or I'll give you money to get some food as well. Also, we'll be getting full uniforms by 2025. So these uniforms are going to be really good, sort of pride-enhancing uniforms. A good example is Hull was City of Culture in 2017, and they've still got volunteers there who sort of help the cultural sector in Hull, and they still have those same uniforms, and they're really recognisable. And some people have still, you know, kept involved from 2017, which is fantastic.
And part of it will obviously be the community feel. So, you know, the one of the benefits of being a volunteer is that buzz you get and that feeling you get of doing something for the community.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been doing some sort of closed recruitment over the past year. So people that have just got in touch with us to volunteer, and we've already got a pool of about 150 people. And we've been out at events. We've been at BD Fest. We're going to be at Dragon Boat Race this summer as well. We've got lots of different events coming up as well. So the volunteers that are already with us have really sort of made friends with each other. That's a major benefit of volunteering, I think. You know, getting out the house, keeping busy, I think it's really valuable for your physical and your mental health as well.
Absolutely. So looking for about 4,000 volunteers in all to be part of Bradford 2025 as a volunteer. As we said, you get free training and lots of other benefits to it as well. How do I sign up if I want to get involved in this?
Yeah, so our volunteering page is on the website now. So if you go to bradford2025.co.uk and click on Take Part, you'll find the volunteering link on there, and it'll give you a bit of information about the volunteer program too.
Super. Great to talk to you, John, and good luck with that recruitment drive.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.